This is Boss Radio, with all the tunes our boss says to play.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now, getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is. The very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk. Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. Paul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61.
It's one piece at a time. Johnny Cash on Hot Rod Radio, USA. And now it's time to be pledging love. Here's the Joe Jeffrey Group music from 1969 on Hot Rod Radio, USA.
I woke up this morning, baby. sitting dark above me. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all of your loving. Baby, I want your loving. Baby, 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 baby. I woke up this morning, baby. Yes, and I called your name. I felt so much love this morning. I knew girl, 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 for the shame. You know I need you. You know that I love you. And this is my pledge of love, too. My pledge of love, hey. My pledge of love. Darling, darling, darling to you. Yeah. Oh, got to have your love. Baby, you know I want your love.
You know, just stumbling through the latest issue of Rotting USA Magazine. Great publication. If you haven't heard about this thing, I don't know if you can find it on your newsstand, but you can check them out online at rottingusa.com. Check it out. It's a beautiful magazine. It's got probably 115 pages of fabulous photography, great articles. I mean, the pictures in this thing are wonderful. All kinds of cool stuff. Rotting USA. Check it out. You'll want to get it. Again, it's rottingusa.com.
I want to walk you home. Please let me walk you home. I want to walk you home. Please let me walk you home. You look so good to me. I wish I was a lucky guy who could walk you right on down the aisle. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I'm not trying to be smart. I'm not trying to break your heart, but if I ask you for a date, will you tell me that I'm not too late? I want to hold your hand. Please let me hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Please let me hold. So good to me. Ooh-wee. I saw you walking all alone. That's why I want to walk you home. So let me walk you home. Please let me walk you home. I want to walk you home. Please let me walk. So good to me. Ooh-wee. I saw you walking all alone. That's why I want to walk you home. That's why I want to walk you home.
Look out! There's a wild man at the wheel.
Hot Rod Radio USA.
The Ballad of Irving. He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big short Irving. Big short fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the west. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143. Walked into Saul's saloon like a man insane and ordered 3 fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day Bad Max happened into town. His aim was to shoot Fat Irving down. Bad Max said, "Draw and draw right now." And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Gunfighter Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. The James Boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, "Irving, we need your gun." Well, that train pulled in at the break of dawn. Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got 3 slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Dum Dum Irving. Big Dum Dum Dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Really?
Really? Frank Gallup. Remember that? The Ballad of Irving on Hot Rod Radio USA. This portion brought to you by Inland Empire Driveline, your drive shaft headquarters for drive shafts that make a difference. You're building your rod, custom street machine. You need a drive shaft. Maybe you want to go high tech. They even make them out of aluminum and carbon fiber. Well, they've been doing it for 30 years. You only take 3 measurements, make 1 phone call. Shipped in 48 hours, guaranteed to fit, affordable, made in the USA. It's so easy. You can get on their website or call them toll-free. Their toll-free number is 800-800-0109. Remember, they're on the West Coast, so 800-800-0109. Or get on their website. It's IEDLS.com, Inland Empire Driveline, IEDLS.com. Call them or get on line, check them out. Inland Empire Driveline, the official drive shaft company of Hot Rod Radio USA. Here's the Beatles.
I said, I'm sitting here watching Matchbox holding my clothes. I said, I'm sitting here wondering, Matchbox holding my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I sure got a long way to go. Please don't shake my tree.
Classic Beatles, of course, and now from the Mercury Studios. You guys ready in there? The Callahan Singers, all right. Wishing you a happy Hot Rod birthday. Hit it!
Here's another.
No, wait, yeah, come on, you guys. That's the wrong gig. We already did that. You know what? Pay attention here. Birthdays, remember? All right, hit it!
Happy birthday to you. You belong in a with the monkeys and tigers. They look just like you.
There, that's better. I mean, I'm going to have to come in there and what? Huh? We'll have to have an attitude adjustment? Oh, okay. Let's see who's celebrating this weekend. Larry Fine was born this weekend. Whoop, whoop, whoop. One of the Three Stooges. Ray Kroc of McDonald's fame. Kate Winslet. George Westinghouse made those great fans and aircraft engines and all that stuff. Carol Lombard and Britt Eklund, born this weekend. And again, happy Hot Rod birthday to you if you're celebrating. All right, let me push this button and see what happens here. Ah, catch me if you can.
Here they come again. Mm-hmm. Catch us if you can. Mm-hmm. Time to get a move on. With all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Now we gotta run, no more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
Ritzy Valens. Come on, let's go. Yeah, come on, let's go. Okay, and here's Bobby Darin and that Dream Lover on Hot Rod Radio.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. Cause I want a girl to call.
Don't forget, guys and gals, we want to hear from you at Hot Rod Radio USA right here. It's easy to do. You can email me at wings@hotrodradio.com or put it in the mail. Send a little note. If your band's doing something in the garage that sounds pretty cool, put it on CD. Send it to us at Hot Rod Radio USA, Post Office Box 454, Baldwin, Wisconsin, 54002. And if it's really good, if it's really, really good, we'll check it out and we'll play it here on Hot Rod Radio USA. And this is also Old Wings reminding you to buy United States savings bonds.
Hot Rod Radio USA.
Well, gang, that about does it for another week. 2 hours of Motorhead music madness right here. Hope you enjoyed it. Another slice of HRR. We're going to be back next week right here on your favorite station. Same time, but I got a boogaloo. They're going to throw me out, so I got to sweep the floor, clean up my mess, get ready for the next boss jock. Now, you take care of yourself next week as always. Well, this week, too, because always remember you're the only person in the whole wild world just like you. Till next week, take care. See ya.